at Corelation's 2019 client conference in sunny San Diego, California. And look who's in the studio lounge, yeah. Mr. Brian Bodell.
Hello, Mike. You? Good to see you again.
Good to see you as well, sir. And we're kind of like two ships crossing in the night, you know.
Absolutely.
Your world travels and stuff. And actually, you're like on a red eye out here. Like
red
tonight,
eye tonight. So. Usual, my favorite type of flight.
Goodness. Yeah, you're multitasking. You're flying and sleeping at the same time.
Or not sleeping.
Or not sleeping, or working, or something like that. But anyway, great presentation you gave on stage earlier. Yeah. And I thought it was some really kind of hard-hitting reality check type stuff up there that you hit.
Frustrated a lot of people, I'm sure.
Well, that's okay. I think we can get frustrated. One of the things that really kind of stood out for me is that Creighton should stop building headquarters, that you said. They should stop building headquarters and invest in the right channels and initiatives to improve service, growth, and differentiation. And I think once you invest in those, then you can build those headquarters because the revenue will be coming in. So I want to get your take on that comment.
That's a great point.
That was really good.
I was being a little dramatic, I think, and trying to frustrate everybody. But
it's okay.
Yeah, so the main point really was around credit unions should really be looking at how the members are working with the credit unions. So, and what they plan, how they're going to be working with the credit unions and interacting with the credit unions in the future. So some of the statistics you hear from credit unions, they've got a tremendous amount of the interaction with their members are really on the digital channel.
Right.
Those digital channels are much lower in cost. And yet, if you look at their strategic plans and their budgets at a credit union, they're still over-investing in some areas relative to both the current demands and ways of interacting, and under-investing there and over-investing in some of the more physical, especially
like brick and mortar type stuff.
Brick and mortar. So I'm a big believer in branches. Branches are necessary. I agree with Mark Sievright, as he mentioned today, of just really they need to be restructured, smaller footprint, different training, different focus on sales and service and some of those efforts. But the main point is the budgets for credit unions are not reflecting what they should be doing. They need to focus more on those channels. They need to focus and leveraging their data to start making those decisions.
Yeah.
So the main point is I get a little frustrated as a big fan of the credit union movement and a friend of the credit union movement when all this capital is still going in to places that it shouldn't necessarily go into or at a smaller scale. The main point is look at your data, understand where your members are now and where they're going, and invest accordingly.
Yeah, exactly. Marketing 101, know your audience.
Exactly, so, and stop,
And then you can invest, and you can invest appropriately from there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay. And just a corollary on that, I think the comment from Butch Leonardson, I think I quoted, former CIO, retired CIO at BCU, his frustration that credit unions that have the best product and the best service and the best people, the best mission, but we're still tiny, below 10% retail assets. So, his main point really is around we have to be more thoughtful and we have to be more aggressive on how we serve our members, but then efficiently, and then use that excess capital from those savings to grow the business.
Right.
So that stuck with me many years ago. And
it's still there.
I'm still there.
Still there. And I think it influences you to this day, it sounds like.
Clearly,
All right, hey, talk about challenges. Credit union, you said in there, credit union CIOs have a difficult job, obviously. And so you outlined a number of things like talent, vendor noise, limited budgets, teams, et cetera, et cetera. Do you want to kind of go into a couple of those?
Sure.
I thought your talent one was spot on as well, because the war for talent that's out there right now.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely there. And it's been there for a while. But, the main point is, credit union CIOs and, the IT teams, they're my friends, right? And credit union, and I feel horrible for them. And as I mentioned, it's much easier being on the vendor side.
Yeah.
So the CIOs have to put it all together. They have to fight boards that may not have a real understanding of technology. And so, and again, I think credit unions need to do a better job recruiting, some of their board members so they're more, cognizant of what's going on in tech and security and some of these aspects. And then, so they have to fight the boards for the capital. They have to fight even some of the executive teams to get a level of understanding. And then they have to manage the various demands of the business units coming at all sides with different priorities. And then they're being asked to innovate when they have limited budgets and they're just trying to keep the wheels on. So it's very, very rough. And they also then have to sort through the whole vendor community. We're all out there talking about machine learning and AI and blockchain and all these aspects, and they have to, one, learn and understand it and then parse it and try to determine what's real, what's not, and then determine is there applicability to the credit union to help them, whether it's on the efficiency side, with like a chatbot for member service or whether it's on a growth side or security side, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, obviously the, everything with the shifts to cloud. So they have a very rough job. So in the vendor community, we can talk about whatever the hell we want. You know, mm-hmm. with the CIOs, they actually have to, it's where the rubber meets the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, just with just the vendors alone, with all the fintechs popping up and stuff, looking to partner with credit unions, I mean, there's the shiny red ball syndrome.
Yes.
I mean, which one do you chase? Which one do you, like you said, how do you parse out the ones that work and the ones that don't?
Exactly, so. And you get a CEO or a, you know, board member hear about something, they send the note, yeah, and the CIO's like, oh, great.
So guess what this is?
Yeah, exactly. So we need to create our own token. Okay, now what? So, not fun.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Let's see here. I love the sound of dishes in the afternoon. Love it, love it. Hey, more credit unions need to take risk to benefit their members. Love this one.
Yeah.
Love this one, because I think there's the old risk reward thing. You know,
absolutely.
if you don't step out of your comfort zone and you get too comfortable, complacency sets in, and the next thing you know, you're a blockbuster.
Well, no, well said. And I think, you know, to your point, it's also, yeah, it's a level of complacency that frustrates me. We talk a lot in the industry about member service.
Mm-hmm.
We talk
mm-hmm.
a lot about, you know, our differentiation points, but. You know, we seem to be resting on our laurels a little bit more. So,
yeah.
You know, my take with financial institutions and credit unions really need to focus on, you know, understanding, you know, their strategy and their objectives and member friction where they're difficult to do business with. Look at their data. I know our consulting group has done a real nice job at Advantage Analytics looking at how, you know, what services are being used by members
mm-hmm.
in the data.
Mm-hmm.
So are they paying Wells Fargo? Are
yeah.
they using Venmo? You know, is, you know, SoFi a big player? So, you know, credit unions, I really want them to look at their data and understand, you know, where the member friction is, where there are opportunities for them to grow, and then test these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's all, I know
mm-hmm.
everybody's all about Agile, but
yeah.
truly set up proof of concepts and really try to prove out some of the theories that they get by reviewing their data.
Indeed.
So, to me, stop talking about it, start testing,
it.
Test and learn, test and learn, test and learn again.
Yeah.
All cliches, but there's some merit to it.
Well, that's the lure of success, because credit unions have, yeah. have had a few pretty, I mean, well, I say a few, almost a decade of really some really good years.
Absolutely.
Behind them.
Good
but
progress.
But the lure of success is like, hey, things are good. Why should I rock the boat, you know?
Exactly.
So, but this is the time to rock the boat. This is
absolutely.
The time to really put your foot on the accelerator.
Exactly, because, you know, as we've talked about later, I mean, I think the, you know, the main point is the status quo is changing quite quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we start seeing it in the data. But, you know, we're not necessarily as an industry preparing ourselves well enough to do so.
Yeah.
Whether it is in the cloud or whether it is with some of these new technologies.
Yeah. Another thing you said in there, some cores weaponize their APIs.
Yeah,
I don't know if you want to venture down this road, but I thought it was a fascinating talk.
Sure. So that's pretty controversial, so just to frustrate people more. But yeah, so my main point is, and one of the things that it's important to, as a core, to understand that the credit unions are trying to serve their members. They need access to their data, and they not all things that a core provider provides
mm-hmm.
is going to be appropriate for the credit
right,
union.
Right.
So I like how some cores, including Correlation, take the approach the API supports the full transaction set. It's a modern API. It's lower in cost,
mm-hmm.
both to the credit union and also lower in cost to the third-party vendors that are plugging in.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than using kind of the API framework as a profit center or even, you know, try to even break even on that, it can be a little bit rough.
Oh, yeah.
What I like to see is people truly being open, exposing their API, and, you know, making it lower cost, making
yeah.
it modern, and
yeah.
allowing and working with the credit unions to use whatever system that they feel is best
mm-hmm.
going to serve. So,
and don't you have to do that today, though? Because of all the, like we mentioned before, there's all the fintechs out there who want to plug into your core. I mean, the you want to keep it flexible because of all the opportunity out
absolutely.
There now, because it's changing so much, so
yeah,
fast.
The whole, you know, integration
route.
Architecture and API environment is just only becoming more and more important here,
yeah.
let alone clearly what we're seeing in other markets from the UK,
yeah.
you know, to China and everything along those lines, and it's very important here. So, big supporter, obviously, given our background,
yeah.
big supporter of APIs. I just want them to be, you know, lower cost, open, flexible,
mm-hmm.
you know, even at, you know, specific services, and make it easy for the credit unions to pick what they want.
Yep,
that's
indeed
what my hope is.
I think that's the way to go today, for sure. All right, last point here, and you were very timely in your closing here. You gave a Game of Thrones reference in your closing. You said winter is coming for our industry. So I think this kind of segues from what we were just talking about, stop talking and start doing type of thing.
Absolutely. And yeah, sorry. And as I mentioned, it's kind of funny for me to say that since I've only seen one episode of Game of Thrones. I'm the only one on the planet. But I did hear that quote, and it does. So, you know, again, I'm not trying to be alarmist or dramatic.
Yeah.
But the main point is, if you look at the numbers in terms of, you know, we've had some good years, but we could have better years.
Indeed.
And also, it's almost like a fiduciary responsibility that we have to consumers everywhere to expand the credit union movement. And the only way we're going to do that is if we do a better job with our strategies, do a better job with our budget allocations, and do a better job with testing some of these technologies.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're seeing in some other markets, like in the UK, like in China, and some of the activities here, you know, from the SoFis to the Venmos to, you know, Amazon, Apple. These are major structural shifts from players that truly know how to interact with the consumer,
that
truly know how to use the data to personalize experiences that, you know, to me, if we don't start thinking and strategizing and testing and budgeting for leveraging, you know, the data and leveraging some of these technologies to deliver service efficiently, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
And the one main point is, it's not about having the budget the size of Chase or the budget the size of Amazon. That's not it. You know, we all have more limited budgets, but that's one of the main points is prioritize it based on your strategy, invest carefully in the right places so you can, you know, reduce your cost, but increase your service and increase your growth. And there are credit unions that are showing that today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're, you know, most of the interaction, digital channel, cost of the digital channel is much lower. We've talked about it for 10 years, and more are doing that.
Yeah.
So to me, it's, we can't rest on our laurels. We have to keep thinking, keep allocating capital and time, and also keep hiring the right people, whether it's at the board level, executive level, or on the IT level, and go through that war for talent. So just a few things to do.
Yeah, just
easy
a few
for
things.
Me to, I'm the vendor, so it's easy. You know, you guys got to make it work.
But you've been in this industry for a long time, and you've seen a lot of stuff.
Absolutely.
So yeah, your word goes a long, long ways in this industry. So we appreciate that. And again, thank you for your time, Brian. You do such a great job, and
likewise,
the folks at Advantage Analytics as well, doing a great job as well. So keep up the good work, man.
Thank you, Mike.